A reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Amen.
Hear this reading from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and full of truth. The word of the Lord. Amen. Last Christmas, Mark and Mark were coming out of Target, had gotten into their car, and were in a very long line, stopped at a very long traffic light. And Mark Walker did not have his glasses with him. And suddenly, though, he looked over and he said, "Oh my goodness," he said, "people are so creative. Look over there, Mark. Look at that nativity scene. That's very unusual, but I see it now. There's a mother and a child and a baby there, and those large men with toboggans on, they must be shepherds. Yes, they're shepherds because, look, there's some sheep right there beside them." And Mark Buchanan said, "Mark, I don't see what you're talking about. I really still don't see what you're talking about." He said, "There, right in front of Whataburger." He said, "Mark, that's a bus stop." The story of Christmas, the truth in the Christmas story, was right before his eyes. I say his vision was spot on. The truth in the Christmas story that you have heard in Scripture tonight and you have sung yourselves in songs comes to us again and again, and it's important for us to be able to see the truth in the Christmas story. In these days, there are many nativity scenes much like the one that Mark Walker saw. And if you don't live in the Metroplex, but you live somewhere else, I imagine there you have seen still some of those unusual, creative nativity scenes. The question for us is always, do we recognize them when we see them? Do we recognize the truth in the Christmas story? This year has been one of struggle for many of you. It's been one of disappointment for some. It's been one of great loss. This was the year in which my mother died. My mother, who always made sure that all the children in her church had a baby Jesus birthday cake. And I'm only one of many. So where do we go for comfort and for a sense of completeness? Where are we in today's Christmas story? Where are our mothers, our fathers, our children? Where does the truth of the Christmas story lie for you? Those of us here at Grace Church have celebrated the deep and the magical meaning of babies being born and baptized. We've seen that those babies are going to be loved and trained to do all sorts of wondrous things in the world. We can only imagine what Johnny Boy will do. And Chandler, what a difference she has made in the life of the mother and the family that waited for her for so long. And George, fascinated by the water that baptized him, totally interacting and learning as we went through the ritual. And Iris, born just a few weeks ago and here tonight, by the way. What difference will that make in our community? But we've also seen those babies that didn't have a place to lay their heads and don't. We've witnessed the ministry to the young teen mothers that Christina spoke about, who do not have a Joseph And we have assured them with our gifts and our church and the light of Christ shining through Allie's house that their children are just as important as all those other children whose names we know so well. And in this region, right next to Grace Church in the old parsonage, there have been shepherds keeping watch out on the porch by night. And as an angel visited them in the coldest of evenings, they were sore afraid. And they sought shelter and warmth and sustenance for their neighbors and their new friends and the angel, because they were called to find and reveal the truth in the Christmas story. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host playing violin and walking through the halls of C.C. Young and serenading Louise Prater at Autumn Leaves. And they made their way all the way over to Kindred Transitional Living, all the way over to Grapevine. And their music swelled the heart of Bob, and Bob began to move his wheelchair out into the hallways of Kindred Transitional Living. And the angels continue to play behind him as he walked through those big, long halls. The multitude of people gathered, and they rejoiced, and they sang glory to God in the highest. And the very next day, more angels came. One arrived just from a Catholic school in New York, and she too was a Grace person and brought the glory of the Lord not only to Bob, but to all of those who were yearning for hope and touch. Meanwhile, nearby, a little girl who had actually been a shepherdess, for 7 years of her life in Ethiopia and brought to America by American parents, arranged her own nativity on her mother's table. And what they noticed was that the focus of the nativity were the sheep. All the sheep she could gather were front and center. They were, in fact, hiding baby Jesus. And her mother said, "Tell me about this manger scene, this Christmas story." She said, "Well, you see, sheep protect, and those sheep are protecting baby Jesus, and that's the truth of the Christmas story." So tonight, this as a custom that Adam started, I think, we who were privileged to have a meal provided to us sat around the table between services and shared a Christmas tradition, our favorite. And many of you have your own traditions already started that you love. My oldest son is married to an Italian Catholic, and the tradition that they have is 7 fishes and 13 dishes. Anyone here have that custom? No? So 7 fishes, you have to have 7 different fishes. Those are the 7 sacraments of the Catholic Church. We only have 2. And the 13 dishes can include those 7 fishes or not, but they represent the 12 apostles and Jesus. And so the truth in that Christmas tradition that is carried on is to remember our baptism, whether we're children or adults when we're baptized, to remember our Holy Communion sacrament, and to remember those first apostles, and that we too are apostles. So the truth in the Christmas story continues, And that's why we celebrate it year after year after year. And Susan West, who never knew my mother and never knew the tradition, came to me this week and said, "Oh, by the way, tomorrow on Christmas Day, I'm bringing a baby Jesus birthday cake for all the children and anybody else who would like to have that." Mark Walker was right. That was a nativity scene in front of the Whataburger. And it was reminding us all of the truth in the Christmas story, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, full of grace and full of glory, bringing us all God's great love. Amen.